ever feel trapped, you know, because in a relationship, if you feel trapped, then things start to become bad, you know. You know what I mean, Eva? You can't feel trapped.
Trapped!
But, I'm just...
What?
What
are you talking about again?
I don't know, man. I'm still
shit. Come on, we're here.
Let's go.
All right. It's cold out tonight, man.
Man, yeah, it's kind of creepy out here, too. Like Halloween.
It's just weird. I mean, we're doing the voodoo ball tonight, but what?
Do you see that over in the field there?
I do. What is that?
It's a glowing or something. What's going
on? It looks like a glowing ball. What is that? Let's go check it out.
Yeah, let's check it out, man.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello! Teddy and Eva!
How did you know our name?
I'm your biggest fan!
This is really weird, man.
Of course I know your name. You're here every Tuesday. Tonight you are doing the voodoo ball. Would you like to know how the voodoo ball came to be? Would you?
Well, we got John Pace actually coming on the show, so he'll probably just let us know.
Well, we could listen, E-Rock. I mean, whatever. Like, we got a little bit of time here.
Yeah, we got a little bit of time. I don't think we got enough time to listen to this crazy woman tell us a story.
Crazy, E-Rock, I will put a curse on you if you call me crazy one more time.
A curse? Okay, lady.
Yo, E-Rock, man, why don't we just listen to the story? I mean, we got a little bit of time.
Right, fine, man. You're the boss.
All right, lady. Why is it the voodoo ball?
This story starts like many others.
What, with the X-Files theme song?
You've heard that one, have you? Let's try it again. This is the story of Big John Bates and the voodoo ball.
Lady, that's the Outer Limits theme song. Both that and the X-Files were shot in BC, so might want to try a different song.
See, man? Told you she was crazy.
You call me crazy one more time, E-Rock. I swear I will curse you. Of course, I will curse you after I tell you the story of the voodoo ball. Okay, we'll try it again. This is the story of the voodoo ball. Just over 4 years ago, Big John Bates had just finished a show in a small town in eastern Germany. In his dressing room that night, he happened to glance in the mirror, and what he saw gave him terror. There at the top of his head was a bald spot. He destroyed his dressing room that night and refused to play any shows for a week. Finally, succumbing to the pressures of the rest of the band, he agreed to play a show. He barely made it through the first set. He could not play without a full head of hair. In between sets, he declared he would never play again. Later that night, as he sat alone with a mug of brandy, John thought his days of plain and good hair were over. A small knock at the door shook John out of his despair, and he was surprised to see a small gypsy woman. As he flung the door open, she told Big John that she knew of a way for him to play again. But there was a price. Black magic would be needed. Big John was desperate to play, and he begged the woman for an answer. She explained to Big John that he must drink a secret potion and play a show every year in her honor. But there was one more condition. At each show, he must sacrifice two souls to her. If he did, he would play glorious music, and his hair would shine for all to see. Seeing this as his only chance to not only play, but also feel his magnificent hair again. He agreed. Now every year he throws the voodoo ball, and every year two souls must be sacrificed.
See? You are crazy.
Shut up!
Look, I just don't know who would sacrifice that much for hair. It's weird.
E-Rock, I don't know. Guys like me and John, we got this hair, and I don't know. I think I would.
Ooh, okay.
Hey, we got to get to our show. I mean, thank you for the story, lady.
Where the hell did she go?
Lady?
She was just here.
That was really weird.
God, no, I feel a little creepy now.
Let's just go start the show.
The following program, Cabba Radio, may contain scenes of nudity, sexually suggestive scenes, coarse language, and high levels of sass, which may result in the removal of clothing and loss of inhibition. Listener discretion is advised.
I got two words for you. Pussy avalanche. Pussy.
Ladies and gentlemen, coming to you live from the CITR 101.9 FM studios, it's Cabba Radio! Tonight, Teddy and E-Rock venture vigorously into a vortex of vilifying voodoo and welcome Big John Bates and the Voodoo Dolls! As always, upcoming events... I'm Eric Hurst Carberry, and now, here's Teddy!
Oh, thank you very much. Thank you. All right, right over there. I see you, and I love you, and I see you again, I love you again every time I see you. That's just the way I roll, 2010, showing the love. Okay, all right, settle down. Thank you very much. Welcome to Cabba Radio, everybody. Ooh.
Hello.
We had a little bit of creepiness right when we were driving in here. It was this crazy old lady who was on the... Just in the park, like right outside the bus depot, right before you get to the station here. It was pretty creepy. She kept telling she was going to put a curse on you, E-Rock.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I'm feeling a little weird after all that, but... I don't know. I'm hoping it's going to be a good show. We got Big John Bates coming in, and it's going to be fantastic. We're going to talk to him, and I don't know. I do feel weird, but
We're going to have a talk to him also about the Voodoo Ball. That's why they're here Friday. The Voodoo Ball gets underway at the Rickshaw Theater. Hopefully, E-Rock will be okay.
Mm.
So. We'll talk to him a little bit later. We got some of Big John's music to go through tonight. He's also going to play some live stuff, so it's going to be a lot of fun. But right off the top of the show, I would like to send out a big shout-out to the cast and crew and everyone who voted for Shine in the Ovation Awards. Saturday night, we ended up winning Best New Work or Outstanding New Work, whatever what you want, for Shine. So congratulations to... all the cast and crew, as well as a big thank you to everyone that voted online for that. So, woohoo!
That's really awesome.
That was exciting. We got to sing at the show.
Mm-hmm. How did that go?
It went well.
Yeah. You just flew in from Mexico.
I did. I had a little bit of vacation. Thank you very
just
much for
back.
Taking over last week.
Yeah, no
Some
worries.
Some great
no
tunes.
Worries.
In case you want to check it out, check out our podcast on CITR.ca, because E-Rock had a sweet selection of tropical tunes.
It was tropicula.
You kept telling everyone how you missed me.
You know, it was interesting doing it by myself, because I was so used to not really... Well, I wouldn't say I don't do much. I just do more behind the scenes work.
Sure, and, it takes a lot to host an hour and a half.
Yeah, like, you just about said a half hour, yeah. And it's hard to do a half hour.
It is,
but an hour and a half. Yeah, it was interesting, and you know, kind of bringing you up just kind of kept me warm in that seat and helped me through it. So.
And I was warm as well down in Mexico. I was down there with the girlfriend. Mm-hmm. And it was, we were down there for 3 days. And one of the days, or one and a half of the days, was sunny. And I mean, it was still warm. We were still in t-shirt and shorts on the cloudy days. But the one sunny day in Cancun, Mexico, was pretty glorious.
Nice.
Pretty glorious.
I heard you flew back to Toronto and you actually got to meet her parents.
Yes, I did meet her parents. That mm-hmm. was that was nice. Nice family. We also got to pick up my dog Tico.
Yes, I which was nice to see Tico again.
Which
I missed
was exciting.
Him.
Mm-hmm. So but there is one small problem with going on vacation.
And what's that, Teddy Smooth?
Well, it's, you know, it's so close to the rent time and all, you know, and it's all that, and you go on vacation, you end up spending a lot of money, and you know, when you go on vacation, you end up spending more money usually, you know. So I just, well, I've come back a little bit broke. It happens.
It does.
It happens, and you know, it's just the way it goes. Sometimes you're broke, sometimes you're flush. But, you know, I'm going to let my good friend, Black Joe Lewis, tell you all about it. He's going to tell you all about being broke. Because, you know.
Broke, baby, broke, baby, broke, baby, broke.
Well, enough of us talking. Let's just let him take it away.
Baby, broke, baby,
Black Joe Lewis,
baby, broke.
What are you saying? Put on my mask.
Morning.
Good day to you, sir. Hey, wait a minute, what the hell? Getting real tired of you ducking me, man. Yeah?
Oh, my God.
Thank you to all the donors who pledged their financial support during the CITR on-air fund drive. We are moved by your generosity, and thank you for enabling us to purchase new equipment and improve our programming. Do remember to stop by the station, pay your pledges, and pick up your prizes. We look forward to meeting you anytime between 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. on weekdays. Thank you again for your amazing response. Listen to our happy voices on the air, happier after we purchase new equipment for our studios. Thanks again.
All right, let's go to the bank.
Yo, this is the remix, people! Remix! 2009! Teddy Smooth remix for diarrhea.
Just start the night off right. But as the night went on, I hit the bird by tequila screaming at me.
Hey, come on, come on.
I got so drunk, so went to get some food. Late night pizzeria poutine, I knew I would. And then I got home and opened up the fridge, singing, what else can I fit on the side of this beer? Leftovers from the night before, some red curry dish and that pie I adore. What's this? Oh shit, I'm getting ready. I just had chocolate milk and some 5 cent candies. Then I finally made it to my bed, but not before peanut butter jam and some bread. Then I woke up and to my surprise, I sat on the toilet and let out some war cries.
I know, man.
I took a trip once to Mexico City. Sounds good so far, but when it gets shitty. We went to some dinner as a family one night. Then we walked down the beach, something wasn't feeling right. So ran as fast as I can. Coming out of my bum was a gingerbread man. But when I reached the bathroom door, I was a little too late. Why do they put refried beans on every single plate?
Those are good. Killing me.
Oh, yes, the Teddy Smooth remix of Eric Carberry's Diarrhea there. Just thought I'd brought that up just to finalize the final point of the Mexico trip. No diarrhea, even though in your song you talked about
it. Yeah, there was refried beans on every single plate, though, wasn't there?
There was refried beans on every single plate, and why are they there? Because they're good.
Because they're good.
They are good. Welcome back to Cabaret Radio, everybody. It's Tuesday night, just after 11:22 to be exact. Give us a call, 604-822-2487. That's 604-UBC-CITR. We are now joined in studio by Big John Bates and Little Miss Risk of the Voodoo Dolls. Welcome to the studio.
Hey, Teddy.
How you doing?
I'm doing quite well. I managed to get one day of tanning in my Mexico trip, although I don't think it really looks like it. But I did get one glorious day.
Kind of works with the white shirt. You can see a little bit.
A little bit extra.
Yeah,
a little bit extra
go there.
I don't have my black on. I'm sorry. I know we have the voodoo ball coming up here.
That's pretty styling, man. You're doing okay.
Friday at the Rickshaw, we have the 4th annual Voodoo Donut. Now, on the top of the show, we met this little weird lady outside who claims she knew how the voodoo ball came to be.
Wow.
She said that one day, John, that you were you noticed a bald spot on your head and that you had to sacrifice two souls at every voodoo ball to make sure that you had glorious hair.
Only two?
For the rest of your career. Is that story true? 100%
or 100% possibly true.
Possibly just. So she wasn't that crazy, E-Rock.
I know. I'm not sure if she's put this curse on me. She
did spread the
curse. I thought the woman was crazy, but she kept saying, I call her crazy one more time, she's going to curse me. I feel kind of weird right now. I don't know. That's why I'm hanging back. I just don't want you guys to get the curse of...
I don't know.
The curse of the...
What was that?
Curse of the crazy. I think we all, everyone with the set of fallopian tubes has already fallen prey to that.
A little bit of crazy tubes.
A little bit of the crazy tubes.
Crazy tubes. That's what they should be called. Before we get to the voodoo ball, though, why don't we let's talk about you, John.
All right.
Your mom name you Big John Bates, or did you?
Yes, she did.
She did. Okay. And where were you born?
I was born in Canada.
Born in Canada. You've been in bands for, almost all your life?
Yeah, 50, 60 years.
50, 60 years?
Yeah, long
back time. When you signed the deal with the devil?
Well, you know, that's how these things work, right? You don't get here just by showing up, you know that.
I do. I sold my soul quite a while ago for this radio show.
Yeah. Teddy Smooth, Robert Johnson, and Big John Bates. Something about being at a crossroads the endowment land.
It's like a trifecta of awesome.
Yes.
And tell us about Big John Bates and the voodoo ball. What is the voodoo ball exactly?
Just once every couple of years, we call in all the spirits and try to put on a big show for Vancouver. So people tend to come from all over the world. They'll fly in for it because... We try to do, theater and performance and, have some cool bands to play with and just make a big night of fun, right? And we don't have Mardi Gras here, but this is what we got.
So yeah, I've told people on the show before when we played you off your CDs that it's one thing to play your CDs, but it's another thing to go see one of your shows because it really is a spectacle. You have the voodoo dolls doing their thing.
Oh, yeah.
You have...
We got girls on
animated bass players usually.
Yeah, we usually have an attractive / beautiful woman on upright bass kicking the shit out.
And then someone smashing the drums behind you.
Yeah, we got a great drummer on this one too.
Drums, auto parts, cowbell, bass.
We got people dressed up, I don't know, body painted as gargoyles. We got paparazzi roaming the room. We've got visuals. There's going to be a 5-camera HD film shoot for the whole thing. There's Todd Simcoe, our producer, is coming to record it. I mean, it's going to be a pretty excellent show.
It's going
to
be a party.
It's going to be a super fun party.
Well, this is going to be one of those parties where, you're going to be looking at the audience as much as you're looking at the show, because I've gotten a line on a lot of what people have been planning for their outfits. Like, I've heard about girls...
Is he killing a chicken over there?
Well, that chicken was up to no good. It's okay.
I think he's trying to ward off the curse that he was...
I think earlier. He's killing the chicken. I think that's what's going on here. I had a little voodoo. I think that's what that is.
E-Rock, you all right?
We're going to have to get a mop and bucket out there, I think. That chicken blood
feet.
Does not come out easy, let
I
me
get
tell
the
you.
Feet.
You don't get the feet.
E-Rock, totally you all right?
Yeah, man, no, I'm good. It's, I don't know. It's good. I'm good.
Well, maybe we should take a quick break and see if you don't look well.
Yeah.
Why don't we go back early? I found a CD of yours, a really early one, talking about voodoo barbecues.
Yeah, I know. That's crazy, man. I don't know where you dug that up. I haven't seen that in 10 years.
You were saying you don't even have a copy.
I don't.
All right. Well, we're going to
throw... I know where mine is now, though.
I don't know what happened. We're going to throw a voodoo ball this Friday at the Rickshaw, but for now we're going to have a voodoo barbecue. This is Big John Bates right now on CITR 101.9 FM.
Tomorrow I might be rich. Tomorrow I might be dead. But for tonight, I think I'd like to find a little head. She said, he called me up the night before last. It was a big surprise, 'cause she don't have no telephone. She just appeared before my eyes, and then she said, pardon me for living, but you see the graveyard's full. So I have brought you here to do the voodoo ritual. It's a barbecue. Yeah, it's voodoo barbecue. Yes, 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 I know. And I said, darling, if you were Barbie, I'd never be your kin. I won't be no voodoo doll. I won't be no shrunken head. No! At your voodoo barbecue. No, no, no. No, no. Up the night before last, it was a big surprise, 'cause she don't have no telephone. She just appeared before my eyes, and then she said, come on out to the bayou, we're gonna put on a little do. It's about time for a voodoo bar. We'll have a voodoo barbecue. Yeah. Well, it's a voodoo barbecue, that's right, voodoo. And I said, darling, if you were Barbie, I'd never be your Ken. But I'll be your voodoo doll, well, I'll be your shrunken head. At the voodoo barbecue, yes, that's right.
Shake, baby. I did a hip shake, baby. Shake. shake, baby. Do the hip shake, baby. Do the hip shake, baby. Shake your hips, baby. Now is that easy?
Boss Hoss off their self-titled album, The Boss Hoss, with their song Shake Your Hips.
Yeah, Slim Harpo, that old cover from Excello Records down in the Carolinas.
And you guys have played with The Boss Hoss before?
Yeah, we played. They opened for us in, what was it, Banff. Mm-hmm. And we opened for them for like 5,000 people, five nights in a row in Germany.
We kind of got the better deal, really.
I mean, Banff's nice, but 5,000 people in Dresden's okay, too.
For sure. Right before that, we heard actually a really old track from, what would you say, 2000?
Yeah, around there.
Around 2000, yeah. For with a Voodoo Barbecue. You got your Voodoo Ball coming up here on Friday. This Friday at the Rickshaw Theater. In case you're tuning in right now, we're listening to Cab Radio. I'm here with Big John Bates and Little Miss Risk. Big John Bates and the Voodoo Dolls. They have their voodoo party coming up. Rickshaw, it's February 5th. What did I want to ask you about? I wanted to ask you about all the band members you've had over the years. I've had quite a few.
Holy,
I was reading the bio.
Christ.
Name after name after name.
Yeah, seriously.
I'm getting
right.
Tired of lifting the shovel with Barry Bonds.
Yeah.
I'll tell you that right now.
Had a slew of drummers. You just changed your bassist.
Seven drummers, five bass players, and me.
And a partridge and a pear.
And what, 27, 30 dancers, something like that. I don't know. It's crazy.
Cast of
it's
thousands.
Crazy. I don't know what's going on.
You keep them all in your head, or you sometimes.
They're fighting.
They're trying to get out.
Yeah, man. No, but the band we got now is killer. It's amazing. It's like we got tremendous drummer, JT Brander. He's so good. He's been in the McKenzies. He's been in every punk rock band in Vancouver for like, I don't know, 20 years. He's just so cool.
He is a punk rock institution in Vancouver.
He is.
It's true.
Oh, 100%. And, you know, our new bass player is from America. She's from Montana. We met her on tour. She, her other band opened up for us on first date of our last tour, and we kind of stole her. But we kind of stole JT, too. That's what we do when we find a musician we really like.
Someone else you steal?
Yeah, we're kind of like that, you know.
We're not just into conventional headhunting in this group. We are into more of a literal term.
But we don't try to steal them. We're not trying to do that. It's just,
speak
you know,
for yourself,
when,
dude.
Hey, wait, well, okay. But for me, speaking for myself, I'd say we say come and play with us, and then we have 150 shows this year, so there's no time to do anything else.
Right.
Therefore, they're mine.
They're yours.
I got their souls.
What about
my hair stays?
What about the the hair will stay glorious for your whole career?
It is. It is an impressive mane of hair.
Yeah.
Thank God that, like, I don't know if you know, but Christy Johansson from East Vanity tames that mane of
Camaro Love Rock.
That crop of hair. And I've seen it when it gets woolly and he starts looking like Tom Waits, and it's frightening. And she is the only one who can tame that beast of his scalp.
I wish I sounded like Tom Waits. That would be perfect.
Now, talk about the ladies. There's been a slew of ladies. Now, did you always start? Were there always Voodoo Dolls? Or?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, we, after I wrote all the songs, kind of went out on the road for like a couple of weeks, figured it out, and then started bringing in the girls for the actual Big John Bates thing.
Was that always part of the plan, or did you go out for a couple of weeks and like, man, I should bring some girls with me?
I'm getting lonely. It was part of the plan. I was like, I needed to do a show. I wanted to do something like
that. You always wanted to do a show? Like,
yeah.
Make it a show?
Everyone's like, well, you're confusing us. We're watching the show. We're not listening to the music. I'm like, that's okay. You can get the CD. You don't have to worry about it right now. Because a lot of bands, you go there and you just kind of get into the music. You can close your eyes and just catch the... That's not... We're just about a full-on party fun experience. Party fun, girls on fire!
Now, if you'd like to have some party fun as well, we are giving away some tickets to the Voodoo Ball this Friday. We'll give you a cue to call in just a little bit. probably right after upcoming events, which is around midnight. But we have one pair of tickets to the Voodoo Ball this Friday at the Rickshaw Theater. Rickshaw Theater is pretty new. Have you guys performed there yet? Is this a new venue for you?
Yeah, I've only been there once. I went there to see Skinny Puppy, and it was killer. It was like 700 people. It's a nice place.
It's got a big, nice stage.
Well, they got the sound system from Richards, too, right? So it sounds really good.
Yeah, I played it there a couple weeks ago.
You did, right?
I don't know if that was just
that
me or...
Roller Girl, it was you, I heard. Yeah. I was talking to the club today, and they said, Teddy Smooth.
Yeah, I think I made them some money that night, so that was good.
Yeah.
Now, Tristan, tell us about the Voodoo Dolls. You've sort of taken up sort of a headmistress role in the last couple of years with the Voodoo Dolls, have you not?
It's true.
You should dress like that, headmistress.
The Voodoo Dolls have truly become a Little Miss Risk school for wayward girls and wayward girls.
Now, where do you find these wayward girls?
I'm pretty fortunate that I mean, Vancouver's got a vast pool of burlesque talent. So, I mean, it used to be back in the day, we were struggling to find dancers when burlesque was still a fairly new thing. But now that every other girl has decided she's going to become a burlesque dancer, which is great, you know, it gives me a huge pool to draw from. And I'm just lucky that all the cream of the crop tends to sluice itself into to Vancouver City. So we've had, in the last year, we've had Little Love Rock, we've had Burgundy Bricks, we've had Darla Devine, we've had Bloody Betty, and we're about to have Lola Lockhart join us for our spring tour. So, I mean, honestly, I'm spoiled for choice in terms
of... It's funny, I've had all those girls, too.
Where's JT when you need a rim shot?
The one thing that I find entertaining is I haven't even, like, really met some of these girls until we go on the road, like they're in the tour bus.
Well, I have to. Well, the thing is, I gotta get them to.
It's better that way, isn't it?
Yeah, maybe.
I won't tell a lie, my friend. Sometimes it's like, hey, you're gonna be on the road with some perfect strangers. Maybe you should wait till you've already agreed to go on the road and the door's locked before I let you meet John.
Now, what do you look for in a dancer? Because you look at, let's take your newest girl, Lola Lockhart, on stage. Anyways, for most of her numbers that I've seen, she's sort of cute, bubbly, and fun. And when I've seen your stage shows, it tend to lean towards more of the darkness, the voodoo. So is it purposeful that you're trying to bring in some light, or are you trying to change her forever to the dark side?
Well, I'm always for converting souls to the dark side, but I'm not against having someone who's like a little more straight to play off. Like when I toured with Bloody Betty, I wound up being the straight man more often than not. But you know,
because she had a chainsaw.
We had a couple of chainsaw fights. It's true. It's good for conflict resolution when you can just be like, you know what, I have a problem with you. We got to take this out back. I'll get some gas for my chainsaw. You get some for yours, and we'll meet out back in 15 minutes. But with someone like Lola Lockhart, you know, she's just this adorable little girl, and I feel that, you know, it's going to be really helpful that, you know, you look at her and you get butterflies in your stomach, and you look at me and you're going to get the butterfly knives in your stomach. So there's kind of a...
Yeah, that balance.
Yeah, it does. There's the yin and the yang factor.
So you purposely are looking for some balance. See,
it's a good balance to have, really.
All right.
Yeah. Yeah, and I mean, honestly, I'm always up for someone who can make me look that much more evil without actually me having to put out the effort to be that much more evil, because I'm lazy. I'm evil, but I'm lazy.
I'm lazy.
Lazy, evil little girl.
In case you're just tuning in right now.
Go sacrifice yourself, chicken. I'm busy.
We're talking to Little Miss Risk about the Voodoo Dolls. We're here with Big John Bates as well. You're going to play an acoustic song for us pretty soon, aren't you?
Am I?
Okay.
I thought I was just... Well, okay. Yeah, I was just going to sit here and... I don't like...
You can't just strum.
I just don't... I like hanging around with a guitar whenever I go someplace. Like all my friends' houses, I leave guitars at them. I'll buy a vintage guitar and leave it at my buddy's house. So when I go over there, sorry, Johnny, when I go over there, you know, I got something to do, right? Yeah.
It's true. It's because he's fidgety. And I know that there's no in-house webcam right now, but I'd just like to point out to everyone right now that John Bates is actually wearing a Lady Gaga shirt. And I have so much pride right now that he is wearing a Lady Gaga. I'm not even wearing
that
myself.
Shirt.
I've just had my face kind of painted like it, and I'm kind of secretly coveting it and waiting till he's not paying attention so I can steal it.
Can't have my shirt.
All right. Well, we'll talk Lady Gaga and guitar in just a little bit, but we're going to get to another one of your songs. This is from your Take Your Medicine album.
Oh, that's a good one.
Talking about Burlesque is Dead.
Sweet.
Here it is. Burlesque is Dead. Big John Bates will be back playing live, and we'll talk all about guitars. Maybe some Jagger, too. I don't know.
Yeah.
Are you a UBC student taking first-year economics, math, chemistry, or physics?
That stuff is hard.
Are you feeling like you need some tutoring? That's okay, because the AMS offers free and appointment tutoring for students in these subjects.
Whoa! How does it work?
It's on a first-come, first-served basis, and there's no need to sign up. Just show up with your books and your questions.
Whoa! When does it happen?
Monday to Thursday from 3 to 7 at the Sub Pacific Spirit Cafeteria, located beside the Starbucks.
Whoa! A plus, here I come.
Malamando.
Sing along with the words, Teddy. It's Malamando. See, you got it.
With their cover of Painted Black by
the Rolling
Stones. The Rolling Somebodies. I'm not sure who that is. The Rolling Stones. This is another album, as well as earlier we played the Boss Hoss that Little Miss Risk has brought from me from your travels from around the globe. Globetrotting. She brings me music.
She steals my records, is what she does.
Oh. Well, what can I say? Some people send postcards.
Boat, so she takes them.
But we do musical specials to them, so they do get their use here on on the show.
I'm glad to hear those.
We've had all sorts of different albums that we've played, like the Voodoo Organist.
Yeah.
And some guy named Tex, I think, from Ontario. Someone about pants, leather pants. That was a funny song, the leather pants song. We're here on Cabaret Radio, CITR 101.9 FM. My name's Teddy Smooth. E-Rock's over there.
Yo!
We have Big John Bates here. We also have Little Miss Risk of the Voodoo Dolls as well. Before we talk a little bit, E-Rock, I just want to do a quick check-in. How's the P90X treating you?
Oh, I know you're P90. Cursed. Yeah, the curse. I was thinking, man, like, got this rash or something going on. Can you just take a quick look here? Like, look, it's all just...
Right, hold on.
It's just under my...
Oh, jeez.
It winked
at me.
Okay, I'll just open it up slightly and then I'll just take a quick... Does it look bad? I don't know.
Is it normally like that, or is that just happening?
No, I don't know. It really like kind of
burns. Looks like a Telefunken U-47.
In case you're just tuning in, earlier in the show, me and E-Rock met this little weird lady outside who told us the story of...
Crazy lady!
She was quite crazy. How the voodoo ball got its start. John apparently was balding and made a deal with a crazy gypsy lady to save his hair. And
nothing but the truth.
By taking two souls
at an annual party that he would have to throw in her honor. Thus, the voodoo ball was born.
Well, hang on a sec. Two souls, Teddy, Iraq. You're both coming on Friday, right? That's right.
We are. Yeah. Well, I'm DJing, so I better be there.
So do you get like DJ immunity for your soul, or
I hope so. I mean,
I'm just checking because I just want to cross that off the list. Something.
He's going to be playing Spin after the show, so that means
So that means we need
he might not have the ability to play something good.
Yeah.
So it's true. So in order to DJ, you must have a soul. So I'm really not sure. There's a couple of DJs I'm not really sure that explains.
I think we get immunity, but we'll see. We'll see what goes on. The Voodoo Ball is going to be, the fourth annual Voodoo Ball is going to be at the Rickshaw Theater, which is just on Hastings, just up from Main Street. I don't know the exact number of it, but it's pretty cool. It's a new club that opened up just a while ago. Play lots of live music. You want to come check it out? What time does it get all underway?
The doors are at 7, and the show kicks off at 8. But for the first 100
That's
people...
That's almost right.
Yep, for the first 100 people through the door, we do have a little goodie bag. So if you want to get some free goodies from the band and our sponsors, then show up a little bit early.
Mini bottles of Jaeger?
Maybe.
I don't know.
There might be little mini bottles.
Jagermeister t-shirts?
I heard that the doors were at 8 and the show kicked off at 8:30. But that's what they told me.
Well, we'll
check it out on
show,
you're
going to
want to line up at 5.
Basically, get there early. There's Olympic parking situations. You're going to want to be there maybe at 3.
All right. The parking's okay. I looked it up on VancouverShutdown.com, and
I don't think they shut down Maine and Hastings.
No, they didn't.
No, Maine and Hastings is still open for business for anyone who's interested. The Ovaltine Cafe is still doing business. If anyone needs an Ovaltine really badly, and all parking is easily accessible around the Rickshaw Theater for the show. But you know, you can cab it, you can bike it,
and for like $2, some guy will look after your car.
Nice.
It's true.
We're also going to be giving away a pair of tickets to the show just in a little bit, just after upcoming events, which is coming up very, very soon. But speaking of sponsorships, you are sponsored by Jagermeister.
It's true.
One of the many.
You also, is it sponsorship or how does the guitar thing work? What's the name, E-Rock, again?
How do you
say it properly?
The which?
Gretsch.
Gretsch.
Yeah.
Gretsch. I'm not a guitar
Gretsch
guy.
Gretsch guitars sponsor me. Hoffner basses sponsor Brandy. Pacific Driveline sponsors our travel.
The murder
vehicle.
Bus.
What does that mean exactly? They give you just a bunch of guitars, or how does
they
it...
give us guitars, or services or whatever? Pacific Driveline, like, they work on our stuff.
Pacific now Driveline will come and let us look at the murder bus after a tour, shake their heads, and then basically make everything that's wrong with the murder bus right again.
And Gretsch will just mail me stuff.
Now, with Gretsch, were you already playing them, and they saw you playing, and were like, that guy's cool, I want him to be exclusively on our guitars, or how does that work?
I was only playing them anyway,
yeah.
And they found out about me, so they put me in the catalog and stuff and said they'd give me stuff to play their guitars.
What about Gretsch do you like?
I like the tone. I like the way the guitars feel. They have a certain sound. They have a special kind of pickup called a Filtertron that no one else has ever sort of duplicated. It sounds awesome, and it's the only way to get it is to play a Gretsch.
Do you think most guitar players are sort of, you know, they want their one guitar, or do you ever meet guys who are just sort of, they just pick up whatever and just start playing?
Well, I mean, every guitar, like, a lot of guys will have a bunch of different ones. They'll have a Gretsch and a Fender and a Gibson and whatever, right? They'll have whatever they need for the job.
Right.
To get the sound, because they all have different sounds. But, you know, I mean, for me, when I'm playing live, I only need one.
So what do you have here in the studio?
This is an old 1955 K.
An old 1955 K.
How about you tell us the story about how you came by that 1955 K?
I don't know how I got this. I think it fell on my lap or something.
Not quite, but it did materialize in Montana, if I recall correctly. And Scaroline pointed it out, too. When John bought it still had its original strings, which is pretty amazing.
Yeah, it was sitting on a wall for dozens of years.
In a pawn shop?
Or no, it was at this place called Grandma's Antiques.
Just sitting there waiting for you to come get it.
Yeah, Grandma's Antique Mall. And, our old drummer, Gregory, he's a stagecoach. He's the keyboardist for Sloan now. He, him and Caroline were down at the pawn shop or whatever, this antique mall, and they're like, John, you gotta buy this thing. It's really cool. And they were right.
Sweet.
Yeah.
You're gonna play us a little tune here.
Yeah, I am.
What did you decide on?
I was kind of alternating back and forth. I was gonna play this new song that we got, but because we do. Yeah, maybe I'll try that. See if it works.
A little premiere here?
Well, I mean, you know what? If it doesn't work, I'll play something else.
Yeah, exactly.
But
that's all right. We'll preface it, but this is a brand new song.
This is a brand new song that I've never played before in my life.
It hasn't been recorded or anything.
No, it's getting recorded next week for a 7-inch. Who knows where that'll go, but...
All right.
It's going to get released in Europe next summer, so... This is called Jaws of Victory. Dorothy dies, or strapped her down and locked her up. Found her by too little luck. Saved her brothers on the stem. Mama second, all is them. Snatching defeat from the jaws of victory. Snatching defeat from the jaws of victory. Snatching defeat from the jaws of victory. Snatching defeat from the jaws of victory.
On CITR from 8 to 10 a.m. It's the Suburban Jungle Show with your radio host, DJ Jack Velvet. Thrills, chills, excitement, and music. That's the Suburban Jungle Show, Wednesday mornings from 8 to 10 on 101.9 FM in Vancouver. You can also catch this show streaming and podcast at www.jackvelvet.net. Don't miss the Suburban Jungle Show. Wednesdays, 8 to 10, 101.9 FM, CITR. Ha 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 ha
blood, two blocks from puppy dogs, one couple fox seamen for this potion, for a curse on E-Rock. Now just let it sit. What? For a week? What am I gonna do?
This is Upcoming Events with Teddy Smooth.
We're gonna start off here with Wednesday, that is tomorrow. We have Talentine's 2-year anniversary. Yes, our buddy Paul Anthony, who's been on the show, he is going to have his 2-year anniversary for his variety show down at the Biltmore Cabaret. It's called Talentine. Now, what Talentine is, it's kind of like a cabaret show where there's all sorts of variety. It also gets filmed. There's all sorts of different acts every month. It happens every first Wednesday of the month at the Biltmore Cabaret. This lineup for this one includes comedians Kevin Fox, R&B stars Jay Tickle and Shelby Noble, and Fang. All sorts of cool stuff going to go on. He also has the cover charge piñata where you can win your cover charge back. So that's going to be this Wednesday, tomorrow, February 3rd at the Biltmore. Doors are at 8:15. Show is at 9 p.m. sharp. We have Big John Bates in the studio. I'm going to turn down this music here. We're going to him to give us a little upcoming event strum along here as we move on to the 4th annual Voodoo Ball, which is going to get underway this Friday, February 5th at the Rick Shaw Theater. Descend upon one of Vancouver's coolest new clubs and see a show like no other. There's going to be neo-burlesque fusions, retina, burning numbers. And you'll want to check your pulse for your life because this show's going to rock. Tell us, Little Miss Risk, some of the people that are going to be at this show.
We got Vancouver's answer to Stomp. We got Swarm. We've got from the darkest forest on Vancouver Island, we've got Victoria's Hank and Lily. We've got Lord Jim Cum and the Powder Monkeys, but you might know him as a visual artist, I Brain Eater. We also have Vancouver Burlesque Dazzlers. We've got Burgundy Bricks. We've got Miss Cherry on Top, Lola Frost, Little Love Rock, and Bloody Betty doing a burlesque set hosted by Kitty Knight's Professor. And then we also have in the Voodoo Dolls set with Big John Bates and the Voodoo Dolls, we have the Voodoo Doll Mashup, which includes Little Love Rock, myself, Bloody Betty, Darla Devine, and Burgundy Bricks.
Holy cow, holy cow. That is a mouthful right there. Too much. There's even more. That's just half of it. Big John Bates and the Voodoo Ball and their 4th annual Voodoo Ball this Friday, February 5th at the Rickshaw. Facebook says start time 7 p.m. So I'm just going off Facebook. But that's 7:30. Show starts around 8:30, 9 o'clock, I'd say. 8:30? 8:30. Show starts at 8:30. There's so much. You have to start early.
We have to start early.
Because you wouldn't fit it in.
Well, it ends at 1. We got to do what we got
to
do.
Exactly. We're moving over to Saturday. If you can pull yourself out of bed after the Voodoo Ball by 1 p.m., you might want to check out the Screaming Chicken Theatrical Society Valentine's Day Craft Fair at the Chicken Coop, 2280 East Hastings. Maybe you're looking for something a little bit different for Valentine's Day, or maybe you're just looking for something fun because you don't like Valentine's Day, like me. You can find all sorts of cool stuff. There's going to be vendors. There's going to be free mimosas. Wow, little boozy action going on with your shopping. That is the Screaming Chicken Theatrical Society Valentine's Day Craft Fair this Saturday, 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. at the Chicken Coop, 2280 East Hastings Street. We're going to move right on over to Sunday night. And usually I don't mention anything other but kitty nights, but our friend, Dr. Sketchy's Anti-Art School, is putting on a show. There is going to be 3 hours of drinking, drawing, and decadence. That starts at 7 o'clock. Now, you want to leave maybe a little bit early so you can make it over in time for kitty nights. But if you want to go check out My Bloody Valentine with Bloody Betty as the guest art model, then you can check that out this Sunday, February 7th, the Wallflower Modern Diner, 2420 Main Street. Show gets underway at 7 o'clock. Now make sure you head over to Sunday night at the Biltmore because it's time for Kitty Nights once again. Yes, there was no Kitty Nights last week because they had a show. Funny enough, the guy got stopped at the border. There was no show and no Kitty Nights. But this week, Kitty Nights is back. We are doing our Lucky Sevens show featuring Lola Frost, Lola Frost, Ross, Katie Couture, Burgundy Bricks, Bonnie Kilrow. Of course, the professor will be there. I'll be there, DJ Teddy Smooth. That is Kitty Knight's Lucky Number 7 show this Sunday at the Biltmore. That is it for upcoming events. Call now if you would love to win, not just like to win, if you would love to win tickets to Big John Pates and the Voodoo Dolls for their show this Friday. We have a caller already, but we're going to get to a song while we answer that phone call. Thanks for listening. This is Big John Bates off his Mystiki album. This is the self-titled track, Mystiki. You got black future. I want a way to get rid of it. Follow me. Mystiki.
Oh, yes.
Off the album Mystiki. Big John Bates. He is here live in studio. We just gave away a pair of tickets. I was just saying, that is the fastest giveaway we've ever done here. Congratulations to Dale.
What are you talking about? They always happen that quick, Teddy.
He won one pair of tickets. That's two tickets to the Voodoo Ball this Friday at the Rickshaw Theater. Congratulations, Dale. Thanks for playing our game. You didn't have to even really play. You just had the phone, so it's not really even a game. But way to go. You're going to have a good time. It's going to be a rocking show. There's so many, like Little Miss Rook was saying, during the upcoming events, tons and tons of stuff. We couldn't even fit it all in. Big John. The Globe and Mail quoted as one of Vancouver's most notorious musicians.
Wouldn't you think that's the truth, though?
One of Vancouver's.
Think of what I do, for the love of God. I've been doing this for 10 years. Traveling the world, 100 shows a year, with these sexy girls on fire and crazy shit like that. It's out of control.
Yeah, you know, Slug, John.
What?
He keeps going back to this whole girls on fire thing.
I like girls on fire.
I like boys covered in blood, John. What's your point? I find that you keep going back to this fire thing. It's like, we don't just do the fire and the striptease. We do a number of other things.
I like the girls with the chainsaws, too. I like that one.
Well,
the girls with that crazy shit you drink that you get all sick and stuff. I like that one. Yeah. And I like, I don't get to see them all. I'm playing guitar. I'm
it's
busy.
It's true. More often than not, he goes, so that, what was that big pile of green stuff? And we're like, you missed the part where we sicked this up. And he goes, how did you do that?
But like, I got the part where I slid in it and fell off the stage.
One of my favorite Big John Bates stories is Madison, Wisconsin. We're playing the High Noon Saloon, and we have this big...
Wait, one second.
All right.
Can you tell us one of your favorite stories from the tour?
What do you think?
Let me see what I got, Teddy. Let's see. Okay, so
remember that time in Wisconsin?
So in Madison, Wisconsin. Madison, I believe, at the High Noon Saloon. And so this was a tour with Bloody Betty, and we had gotten this brilliant idea to eat a heart on stage that we made, but it hadn't set properly.
What did you make it out of?
Other hearts.
All the best parts
the hearts
of the
of
other
children.
Well, they were children that nobody really liked, so didn't matter that much. But so anyway, we get up on stage, and there's another burlesque troupe that had opened for us. And after our show, a couple girls had come up to us because our heart, we got out there and it hadn't properly set, and you know, Betty took it out of her pocket and it kind of fell apart on stage. But Betty, being the consummate professional that she is, still
and messy
performer that she is, still ate the fake heart on stage. And this woman comes up, goes, "I loved your set. That was brilliant. I really like the part where she ate the abortion on stage." And I'm like, okay, well, we're in middle America and we're in the Midwest, and not everyone would come up and say, "I enjoyed the part where you ate the abortion."
That's a different
But you know what? When we can get the people in the Midwest, I might ask you, like, this is Wisconsin. They've got cheese castles there. We all love the cheese castles, John. But when we can get people like that behind the whole, "She ate an abortion on stage with a chainsaw, and God darn it, I liked it." Well, that's powerful.
I don't think we get the normal average Midwesterner out to our shows. I mean, they do see the posters, they look it up on YouTube and whatnot, and they go, "Wait a minute."
And a lot of the Green Bay Packers fans are like, "You know what, there's a game coming up, I'm just going to wait for the game and watch the cheerleaders, and then the other people not so much into the football will come to our game and rock out."
In case you wanted to hear it one more time, she enjoyed the eating the abortion part. In case you're just tuning in, this is Cabaret Radio. My name's Teddy Smooth. We got E-Rock behind me.
Yo.
He's even brought out his guitar here.
Oh, that's awesome.
We got a little dual guitar action.
We're not endorsed by any abortion thing.
No.
All things said on Cabaret Radio are the views of Cabaret Radio.
We got Big John Bates over there.
Or against it, because I'm Canadian, but.
Yes. Little Miss Risk.
Mm-hmm.
Big John Bates, mm-hmm. Right over there. E-Rock's got his guitar. Are you going to strum along, or?
Yeah, you know,
are you feeling okay?
We
were totally going. Delta Blues.
I feel it's weird because guitar and music just seems to bring me back to a place. And with this whole curse kind of thing, I felt comfortable grabbing the guitar.
Mm.
And now I feel like I'm back in the game. There for a minute, I was going a little nuts. I started seeing things, and that rash still itches, but that's cool.
And his guitar is black as the midnight heart of a whore.
Mm. Yeah, it was white when I got here, which is strange.
How do you do that to instruments? You just turn them evil like that. That's a talent.
That's a nice hat, too.
It's a great hat.
Thank you.
Now, earlier, just before upcoming events, you played one of your newest songs.
Yeah,
it hasn't been recorded yet.
Right.
How did it all go? Like, I couldn't tell anything.
It was pretty good. I kind of fluttered through a couple of lines, but it was actually fine.
Sounded pretty good from over here.
I was kind of happy that
you're recording it next week.
We're recording it next week.
Just putting it on
7-inch for now. We're gonna we have a label in Europe for it. We're gonna try and send it to them. Maybe we'll give it to Jack White. He's got that label down in Nashville. We're going there pretty soon. So
now your newest album is called Bangtown. Are you working on any new albums, or is this the one you're?
That's
sort of
the latest. That was released a while ago in Europe, but it's just come out in Canada. It's gonna be distributed by Scratch. All across Canada. So
now I wanted to pick up one point we talked about when we had you on the phone several shows ago. Did you guys ever get any leads on your CDs that were taken
off,
or ripped off, or were those?
No, they're gone.
They're gone forever.
We repressed. We had to just write it off. A sad truth.
You do have to think though that at least maybe that guy took those CDs and gave them to everybody.
That would be okay. You know,
and
if you got
all these people have.
That wouldn't suck. I could work with that. That's a good thought. I'm keeping your thought.
Right.
Well, gentlemen, I have a horrible confession to make. I did come across the person in question who took those CDs, but
did you eat their abortion?
I didn't eat their abortion. I did, however, eat their eyes, and the remainder of their person lies buried beneath the concrete of my apartment building. So
you didn't just save it as one of the souls for the voodoo ball?
Seriously. I don't need the body for the soul, Teddy. Okay. I got the soul concealed in a very, very small fetish on my mantelpiece, and at which time I will happily pull the stuffing out of, which just goes to show, don't mess with our CDs or our sales of the CDs. But there might be a couple of those CDs floating on the Vancouver flea market, unfortunately.
Well, like E-Rock said, hopefully they'll translate into people coming out to see your show.
That's because all you can
that's true.
Because
that's true.
As I've said many times, your performances are great on CD, but even better when you go see it live. Now, we were talking about a story that she liked earlier. I've heard this story before, but I'm not sure if our listener has. Just tell us quickly, before we get to the next track, what's the story behind the beginning of Aren't You Pretty?
Oh, for the love of God. You going to play that?
I am going to play.
Okay, well, I'm afraid that anyone with aversity to swearing and profanity should immediately
run
get
away.
Closer to your stereo.
Hit record button, people!
This is a good one. This is about somebody that was close to me that didn't like the way I behaved. It's a real voice.
It's a real voicemail.
Yeah. Sometimes I'm not as nice as others. Sometimes I get the
John
the
has
feedback.
A talent for bringing the crazy out in women.
I tend to date girls. I kind of date normal then. Yeah. A little bit more aggressive than
mix it up.
Yeah, well, you know what? You don't want to just date the same person over and over again, do you? No. That's not where's the life in that? Stop it.
All right.
What's Little Miss Risk going to say?
Do you want me to go there?
No, I don't want you.
No,
to go there.
No one wants.
All right.
Me to go
so
there.
This beginning of this song, listen for it carefully. This is a real voicemail left for you, and you said though you did have her permission to use this. Yeah. You called
her. Oh no. Yeah, and honestly, we work through our difficulties.
Beautiful. That's because we talked about it first show of the year. 2010 is all about love. You know, love. Get past your...
Sweet, okay. Well, actually, this person and I, there's a lot of love.
There you are. We are here with Big John Bates. They got the voodoo ball coming up this Friday at the Rickshaw, but this is their song, Aren't You Pretty? Listen for the voicemail.
2, 3, 4. Fucking such a fucking asshole. I can't believe you just, like, jump into bed with the first butt blonde bimbo you meet.
Last night, sparked across the street. I sleep with one eye open. If I sleep, cause she's been weaving webs. She's been catching flies. And it's looking tough. Again, now
country. You know, I rode out here about 50 years ago on a little dun horse and start a film career, which you called The Big Trail. Well, I've made quite a few since then. Some good, some bad. Matter of fact, in those days...
C-I-T-R!
Matter of fact, they come in pretty handy anytime. It's kind of nice to know you have something set aside. So if you ever figure on that, remember that...
C-I-T-R!
Can be mighty helpful.
Yeah! A hula baby does a toddler shake around the volcano. A double barrel baby, deadly mambo. All the Tetons of Grandin, Virginia falls into the sand. Ocean is an azure blue, beaches glowing white. Palm trees and a coral reef bush underneath the night. A bonfire, a siren call. Here comes Burkina Falls, Burkina Falls, Burkina Falls. Mesmerized, hypnotized, Bermuda Triangle skies. Round and round those curving hips, I'm gonna take that trip. The firelight shaved into a dream on top of paradise. It might be a 100 feet harbor, but Burkina Falls is where I dive. Burkina Falls, Burkina Falls, mesmerized, hypnotized, Bermuda Triangle disguise. Round and round.
Yeah, that was Bikini Falls off the newest album, Bangtown, with Big John Bates, which is going to be, he's going to be at the Rickshaw Theater this Friday, February 5th, for the 4th annual Voodoo Ball. They're live here in studio. He's here along with Little Miss Risk of the Voodoo Dolls.
Nothing but the truth.
Who's dancing again of the burlesque dancers this Friday?
With the Voodoo Dolls, we have kind of a retrospective of 2009. We've got Bloody Betty, we've got Little Love Rock, we've got Burgundy Bricks, and Darla Devine. And the only one we don't actually have is Whiskey Rose coming up, who did our spring tour in 2009, but I think she's gone to ground. She's still in therapy. They can't get her out of the straitjackets. I don't know.
Every time she sees me, she starts to foam at the mouth.
Well, Whiskey Rose, short hair, brown hair?
Yeah, short brown hair. Cute as a button.
She's nice, isn't she?
Yeah. She's a doll.
Yeah. She's sweet.
Tiny waist, big boobs, great personality.
What's not to like?
I know.
Got to throw in that.
Well,
great
we broke her.
But she does. She's pretty fun to hang out with. I mean, we tour for a long time, so you're sitting in a bus with all these people, and you have to get along, right? And the thing about Whiskey is she was really good at it.
You know, now, I don't want to necessarily name any names unless you want to, but has there been anyone that you've just been like, oh, God, why did I bring this person on this tour?
Yes. There's been a few of those.
A few of those?
Yep, always is.
Yeah, usually the dancers are pretty good. There's been a couple of sketchy dancers and more so the musicians I have the problems with than the dancers.
Really. Oh, really?
Yeah, because dancers tend to want to have fun.
Yeah, they don't want to drink and dance.
Yeah,
and
the musicians, sometimes they're pretty special.
They get all serious.
They just get weird.
Dramatic.
Plus, I have more of an issue with making, because I want everything to be good every night, right? And if I'm dealing with somebody that's not, you know, up to my standards, then I get kind of
persnickety.
Persnickety, psychotic. It's so close, really. You know, but I do. I mean, I need to feel that we're doing our best every single night, whether it's a replacement person or it's somebody that's been in the band for a long time.
For sure. You have to assume that someone's seen it for the first time and you want them to come back, right?
100%.
You want to put out your best product every time.
This is what I do.
That's why we were very pleased to get our third bests, right, E-Rock? Because we offer third-rate entertainment here at Cab Radio.
Hey, Cab Radio, it's got class. It might be third class, but it's still class.
My name is Teddy Smooth. We got E-Rock back there strumming on the guitar. Big John Bates over there as well. Little Miss Grisk is here. I'd like to thank our winner, Dale, for phoning in. He got two tickets to the Rickshaw Theater for the fourth annual Voodoo Ball, which is going to be at the Rickshaw. Like I said, this Friday, doors open around 7:30. Show starts at 8:30. Show starts at 8:30, people, because there are so much to do. There's a bunch of bands, there's a bunch of dancers, all sorts of stuff. I'll be there, the professor will be there of Kitty Nights, so it's bound to be a good time. Hey, don't forget to stick around for Cabba Radio After Dark tonight. The selection is Le Grand Mamou, a Cajun music anthology, the historic Victor Blueprint Sessions 1928 to 1941. So that's going to be an interesting one. I haven't heard the whole thing. I listened to a few. It sounded pretty cool.
Really cool.
25 tracks that are going to take you right through till early morning here on CITR 101.9 FM. Also, if you'd like to look back at any of Cabba Radio shows, you can do that at citr.ca under shows, under C. We have all our shows podcasts. So you can check out any of the shows, including this one, which will be up sometime tomorrow in the afternoon, as long as all the podcasting stuff goes according to plan. You can also check us out at iTunes under CITR-Cabba Radio. Again, my name is Teddy Smooth, E-Rock back there. I'd like to thank our guests, Little Miss Risk of the Voodoo Dolls and Big John Bates. They have their fourth annual Voodoo Ball this Friday, February 5th, at the Rickshaw Theater. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Teddy.
Thank you for having
us. Rock, yo.
We'll go sacrifice a chicken to get the podcast up.
We do need some sacrifice. E-Rock's feeling a bit.
We need to sacrifice something to get rid of this curse, man.
E-Rock got cursed like a little bit earlier.
I'm scared to go outside. I don't know if we're gonna see her again.
Well, we'll do a little bit more in the studio here, and then we'll go check it out. But we're gonna say goodbye to Big John Bates. And we're going to say bye to Little Miss Risk. And we're going to play the title track of their newest album, of John's newest album, Bangtown. This is Bangtown. Bang!
completely wasted, out of working down. All inside, I'm so frustrated as I trip from town to town. Feels as though nobody cares if I live or die. So I might as well begin to put some action in my life. I'm breaking the law, I'm breaking the law. 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 The golden future, I can't even start. I've had every promise broken, there's anger in my heart. You don't know what it's like, you don't have a clue. If you did, you'd find yourself doing the same thing too. I'm breaking the law, I'm breaking the law. I'm breaking the law, I'm breaking the law. I'm breaking the law, I'm breaking the law. I'm breaking the law, I'm breaking the law.
Hey, good show tonight, man.
Yeah, that was fun. I really enjoyed that. It was kind of creepy throughout the night, but I don't know, it was good. Good all that.
Yeah, that lady we met earlier was really weird.
Man, I don't know him. I don't know. Let's just get out of here.
Yeah, let's go, man. God, why'd you slam the door so hard?
It's the hinges. They're loose. They're loose.
I guess they got to use some of that fun driving money somewhere.
Man, I swear, like, something is wrong right now. I don't know, like...
Yeah, you look kind of weird, man.
I just feel weird, like, I don't know, maybe that... It's crazy, but maybe that lady did put a curse on me. Nah, that's crazy.
Whatever, man, let's just get in the car and head home. You'll be fine.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right.
All right.
What the hell?
Come on! Come on! God, this thing never stalls! This crazy lady!
No, Teddy and E-Rock!
How did you get in the car?
Looks like I have a no. Mind to
soul. No! Fools!
We interrupt this program to bring you Cabaret Radio After Dark. Join Cabaret Radio every Tuesday at 11. Enjoy.
Why?
da mor mo vano grampas. Si da si fi si bu pa ni ni mu jwa. Kamam si bu ma lu ro, je veux pas te voir.